Hare Krishna. So, I would like to thank Dilip Prabhu for organizing this program. So, I would like to briefly describe few pastimes of Hanumanji. So, most of the kids here, are you aware of who Hanumanji is? Have you heard of Hanuman? Have you seen his photo? So, like one of our devotees, when he's talking to the kids, he says that just like you have Superman, we have our Hanuman. And he's a character. He is one of the great Mahajans, one of the great devotees of Lord Ram, described in Ramayana. So, it is described that Hanumanji, the son of Anjana, who was one of the damsels from the heavenly planets, who had been cursed by the rishis to take birth here as a daughter of the monkey king. So as soon as he was born, the moment he was born, he was attracted to the sun god Surya Dev. And he saw the early morning sun, the rising sun, and he thought it to be a nice red apple. And he got a desire to eat that apple. So Hanumanji, as soon as he was born, he just jumped towards the sky, leaped towards the sun to eat the sun, to eat Surya Dev. And he was going with full speed, rising towards the sun god. And when Surya Dev saw, he became very desperate and he cried out to Indra. And at that time, it was the time for Rahu, the planet, to eat over or to have an eclipse and devour sun god. So at that moment, it was time for an eclipse. So Rahu just came to cover Surya Dev. And Hanumanji suddenly saw Rahu. And he thought that this is another good person to catch. So he ran behind Rahu. And Rahu got bewildered because he felt that he had been given this opportunity to devour sun god, and who's this fellow who has come, who's even more powerful than Surya Dev? So he went to Indra. So Indra is the god of rainfall. He is the king of all the demigods. He intervened and he attacked Hanumanji with a thunderbolt. So that thunderbolt hit Hanumanji right upon the chin. And so his chin got cracked. And in Sanskrit, chin is known as Hanu. So because he had a cracked chin, he is known as Hanuman. And so he became lifeless. And he fell on the ground, unconscious. So his father, who is Vayudev, he became very angry. Vayu is the demigod in charge of air, supply of air in this creation. So Vayu, the husband of Anjana, he became very angry. So he decided to withdraw the supply of air from this creation. So Vayu just stopped the airflow in the whole creation. And everyone got suffocated. And they got bewildered. And approached Brahmaji. And Brahmaji approached Vayu and said, "You cannot do this. You have to again start the circulation of air." And Vayu said, "You have mistreated my son. My poor, innocent, young son. He has been destroyed by the thunderbolt of Indra. And he is lying lifeless. So this is my response to that." So all the demigods, including Brahmaji, begged forgiveness from Vayu and said, "Please bring Hanuman back to life. We will supply him with all kinds of benedictions. He gets so much of power that you cannot even imagine." So Brahmaji gave benediction. "I give him benediction that he will live as long as he wants. Ichha Mrityu." Indra gave benediction that from now on he becomes infallible to the attack of my thunderbolt. Kubera gave benediction. He becomes infallible to the attack of my weapon. All the demigods came and gave blessings to Hanumanji. And when he received blessings from all these demigods, he became so powerful, and other demigods gave blessings that he will become immune to the influence of the curses of rishis and the Brahmins. And thus Hanumanji became so powerful, so surcharged, that as soon as he came back to life, came back to consciousness, he just started performing all kinds of naughty activities in the ashram of all the sages nearby. He would jump on rishis' backs, pull on their hair, pull on their beard, destroy their yajna, sometimes take a stick of fire and put their huts on fire and do all kinds of antics. So you know, you have seen monkeys, how they jump up and down. But Hanumanji was not ordinary monkey. He was a monkey who had received benedictions from so many sages. So he was super powerful, super strong, and no one could check him. So some of the rishis would try to curse him, but it would not act because he had received benedictions. So everyone got bewildered how to control this strong monkey. And in fact, once Narad Muni came there, singing his beautiful kirtan on his veena, and Hanumanji just snatched his veena and started running in the whole ashram. And Narad Muni was chasing Hanumanji, and he just went running through his entire hermitage, and then finally gave the veena back and said, "Now the dust of your lotus feet is upon my entire ashram, and therefore I am very satisfied, and you take this veena back." So this was the kind of things he was doing. So finally, all the rishis came upon an idea that we will just invoke a certain mantra by which Hanumanji forgets his powers, so that he does not misuse his powers. And when the time comes for him to use his powers in Lord Ram's service, then he will use it. So they just cast a spell, and Hanumanji forgot all of his powers temporarily. It was just for the time being, he just forgot about it. So later, all of you know that Ravana kidnapped Sita, and Lord Ram was looking for Sita. At that stage, Lord Ram and Lakshman came upon this very powerful monkey in Kishkindha Kshetra, which is in Hampi. So if you go to a place called Hospet in Karnataka, so just few miles from Hospet is the town of Hampi. And there, in the top of the hills, there is a beautiful cave where all of us had gone many times for yatra. And within this cave, Hanumanji's birthplace is there. And the entire place all around is known as Kishkindha. So Hanumanji was so powerful, he decided to help Lord Ramachandraji in his campaign. And so Hanumanji jumped across the ocean. He was reminded of his powers, and he jumped across the ocean, and came to Lanka. And he was the one who actually found out Sita Devi's whereabouts. He showed this ring of Lord Ramachandra to Sita Devi. Sita Devi got the faith. He came back. After burning Lanka, he came back and informed Lord Ramachandraji about the presence of Sita Devi in Lanka. And Lord Ram was very pleased. And so they decided to start their campaign. Lord Ram decided to build a bridge across the ocean to attack Ravana's Lanka. So now the construction of the bridge began. And as the construction of the bridge began, Hanumanji was picking up big, big boulders, big, big stones, and throwing it in the ocean. And there was one squirrel, he was taking only small, tiny pebbles and throwing it in that ocean. And Hanumanji was laughing at him, saying, "Just see, I am throwing big, big stones, and you are just throwing tiny little insignificant stone. What is the use?" So Lord Ram said, "Do not accuse him like this, Hanumanji, because each person is providing service according to his capacity. So therefore, when you want to perform bhakti, You may be big or you may be small. You may be powerful, you may be insignificant. One may be rich, one may be poor. One may be elderly or one may be small, like many of you kids. But we can all perform devotional service. We can all chant Hare Krishna according to our capacity. So Hanumanji was given this instruction, and Hanumanji immediately folded his hands and offered pranams to Lord Ram, continued with his service. Lord Ram saw an interesting phenomenon, that every monkey was writing on that stone his name, Sri Ram, and then they were throwing this stone on the water. So when they would write Sri Ram and throw the stone in the water, what would happen to the stone? Yes? What do you think? Yeah, the stone would float. Haribol. So the stone would float. So Lord Ramachandra was wondering what's happening. But he did not want to ask. He felt embarrassed to ask. He said, my name is there. And if I ask, what will they think? That he doesn't know. So he decided to come at night and investigate. So in the middle of the night, when all the monkeys were sleeping, Lord Ram came all alone. And quietly he took up one stone. And he thought other monkeys have to write the name Sri Ram because they are not Ram. But I am myself Ram. So if I am throwing the stone, what is the need for me to write the name? So he just took the stone and without writing the name, threw that stone. And what happened to that stone? It sank, yes. That's perfect. That stone sank. And Lord Ram became even more embarrassed. He looked around to see whether someone was seeing or not. And Hanumanji was standing right behind. And he was clapping his hand and telling Lord Ramchandraji, my dear Lord, I have seen it all. And Lord Ram said, why did this happen? I am Ram myself. I threw the stone and the stone sank. And Hanumanji said, my dear Lord, in this day and age, it is not your job to float the stones, but it is the duty of your holy name to float these stones and the stone-like hearts of conditioned souls in this world. Therefore, allow your name to do this job. And therefore, the holy names of the Lord, they are all the more powerful than the Lord himself because they are all pervading, all powerful, and they can uplift us. So therefore, we chant this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So they chanted this Ram Mantra, and then now when this bridge was ready and they were about to cross, and in the meantime Ravana there, you know, he was also watching this from a distance, and he called his wife Mandodari, and he said, I am seeing this phenomena taking place, that everyone is crossing over and they are all writing these names, so I wonder what's happening. And Mandodari said, this shows if you take shelter of Lord Ram, everything will be all right. So better you take shelter of Lord Ram and return Sita back. But he was not ready. Ravan was not ready. So all the monkeys, they attacked, including Hanumanji. And the fight began. It was a very powerful fight. And at a certain stage, there was a very beautiful temple of Devi or Durgaji. And Ravana and his army used to worship there. So they used to worship this goddess for power. So Hanumanji attacked that temple. And then he went right behind the deities. He saw that Rakshasas were coming to attack. So he hid behind the deity of Durga. And so all these Rakshasas came in front of the deity. And as soon as these Rakshasas came, Hanumanji from behind the deities cried out, as if the deity was speaking, as if Durgaji was speaking. Oh Rakshasas, you fools, you have to offer me a lot of benedictions, you have to offer me a lot of nice, wonderful bhoga. So these Rakshasas were bewildered that Durgaji is speaking. And they immediately folded their hands and said, yes, Mata, what should we offer? And Hanumanji from behind said, you should bring me nice laddus, pedas, lot of kheer, lot of nice sweets, not in small quantities but in large quantities, make mountains of laddus and offer. So immediately all the Rakshasas went, made arrangements, and they made mountains and mountains of kheer and laddu and everything. And then Hanumanji said from behind, now let me eat, all of you go away. So all the Rakshasas went away. And Hanumanji closed the door and had a big feast, because for a long time he had not eaten anything. So after he had eaten, he opened the doors, went right behind the deities, and the Rakshasas entered. And now Hanumanji had full power after eating this prasad. And now the Rakshasas said, now Devi, what is the instruction for us? And Hanumanji came right from behind, jumped on top of them and destroyed all of them. He just fought with them, beat them, punched them, kicked them, and they just went running. Whoever got caught under Hanumanji's grip was destroyed. So Hanumanji practically demolished half of this army single-handedly. That was the power of Hanuman. So then, this battle was very successful. And ultimately, with the help of Hanumanji, Lord Ramachandra won this battle. And Ravana was destroyed. So Ravana was destroyed, and all the monkey soldiers, they were very ecstatic. And Lord Ram said, now we are going back to Ayodhya in our Pushpak Viman. So you know, Pushpak Viman is a kind of airplane, but it's not like a regular airplane. Regular airplane is fixed size, fixed dimension, but Pushpak airplane, it can change its dimension as per requirement. Sometimes it can be small, sometimes it can be huge like a city. So Lord Ram, he was about to depart, so the monkey soldier said, we also want to come with you, we have never seen Ayodhya. We also want to see Ayodhya. So Lord Ram looked at Hanumanji and said, what do you think? And Hanumanji said, my dear Lord, you will be taking a big risk by taking all these monkeys. They are uncontrollable, very difficult to manage them. But Lord Ram said, don't worry, I have this big plane, Pushpak Viman. We can accommodate all of them in this Pushpak. So immediately the Pushpak Viman became huge, very gigantic. And all the monkeys, they jumped right into the Pushpak Viman. And all through the journey, they were just jumping up and down, back and forth in the Pushpak Viman, having all their space they wanted. And finally reached Ayodhya. So when they reached Ayodhya, before disembarking from the Pushpak Viman, Hanumanji gave strict instructions to all the monkeys. He told them, now we are entering Ayodhya. This is not like your regular place, and your monkey business will not work here. There are very, very sophisticated, very elevated devotees here. You have to behave yourself. So all the monkeys said, you tell us, Hanumanji, what we should do. Hanumanji said, all of you don't know how to behave yourself. You just follow me and do exactly what I do. Okay, I'll show you the way. So all of them said, yes, as you say, we are surrendered to you. They all got down. And then they entered into Ayodhya Nagari. And Lord Ram went to his palace. And they had arranged a big feast for all of these devotees who had just come, including all the monkeys. So there was a big prasadam hall in Ayodhya Palace. So all these monkeys sat down, and they all laid down the plates for them. Hanumanji sat right at the end so that everyone could see. So Lord Ram had arranged that because the monkeys like chana, what do you call chana in English? Chickpea. And that also has some, you know, cover. You know? It has a cover. So they had distributed that on their plates, but nobody dared to touch it because Hanumanji had said, don't do anything till I start. So all monkeys looking at Hanumanji, now what is going to happen? So Hanumanji picked up one chickpea and then he decided, okay, let me test what is its quality. So he just pressed it. So when he pressed the chickpea, the cover remained in his hand and the chickpea inside just jumped in the air. And Hanumanji said, rascal, you are not coming under my control. You are trying to just jump up. I won't leave you. And Hanumanji jumped behind the chickpea to try to catch it. And as soon as all the monkeys saw, they said, okay, this is the Ayodhya way of eating chickpea. So they all took their chickpeas in their hand and toom, they just put it up. All of them jumped, came down, again put it up, jumped, came down. And Ramchandraji, he just came from top of his palace to see how they are enjoying prasad. And they saw dancing kirtan going on in the whole prasadam hall. All the monkeys were jumping up and down. And he called Hanumanji and said, what's happening? He said, no, this chickpea was not behaving itself. So therefore I was trying to, act in a certain way. But all these monkeys, they were just following me blindly. I don't know what's happening. So Lord Ramchandraji had a big laugh. And then finally he said, all of you monkey soldiers have done so much service for me that I cannot possibly repay this, even if I try. And I'm so grateful to them. I just hope that you have a very nice, comfortable, enjoyable stay here in Ayodhya. So then one day, Hanumanji entered into the inner chambers and he saw Janakiji or Sita Devi decorating herself with sindoor. So in Hindu tradition, the ladies, they part their hair and they put red kumkum powder here as what is known as sindoor. We call it mang me sindoor bharna. So he saw Sita Devi putting this kumkum here. So Hanumanji looked at Sita Devi and said, Janakiji, what is this red powder you are putting here? What is the purpose? So Sita Devi said, when Lord Ramchandraji sees this powder, he becomes very pleased. He becomes very happy. So for his pleasure, I am putting this red kumkum. So Hanumanji thought, if with little kumkum, Ramchandraji becomes so pleased, so if I cover my whole body with red kumkum, how much more pleased he will become. So Hanumanji just took lot of kumkum powder and started bathing with it and started scrubbing red kumkum all over his body. And his whole body became red. And then he came right in front of Lord Ramchandra and started dancing in front of Lord Ram. And all Lord Ram could see was a red lump dancing and jumping up and down. But then there was a tail which was going up and down. So he could recognize, this is Hanumanji. So he said, Hanumanji, what is the matter? Why are you looking so red like a tomato? What is the whole idea? What are you trying to do? And then Hanumanji explained that I talked to Janakiji and she said that this red kumkum powder is very pleasing to you. So I thought, if this much kumkum powder is pleasing to you, if I just smear my whole body with kumkum, how much more you will be pleased? So Lord Ramchandraji just laughed and he said, I am so pleased with the simplicity, the simple-heartedness of Hanumanji, that not considering how he will look, how he will appear, he is not concerned with his looks, he is not concerned with what society will think. He is simply concerned with one thing, how Lord Ram will be pleased. And even if it means covering oneself with this red powder, can any of you go to school covering your whole body with red powder? Will you be allowed in the school? No. So therefore, Hanumanji was just concerned with pleasing Lord Ram, and Lord Ram became very, very happy with Hanumanji. And he said that this is the quality of a devotee, that he is trying to please the Lord in all circumstances with a simple heart. And this is exactly the mood of a devotee. And of course, before entering Ayodhya, they had gone to Nandigram, where Bharat was staying. And there Bharat had also arranged prasadam for all these monkeys, the whole army. And they all sat and banana leaves were laid out. And Lord Ram and everyone sat down, but Hanumanji was in charge of making all the monkeys sit properly. So he was busy making all the monkeys sit in their proper places. Because this was a new thing for monkey to sit in, you know, proper lines in Pangat and be disciplined and wait for things to come. You know, they didn't wait for prasad generally. They would jump up and catch from the trees and roots and shoots and get all the fruits, whatever they wanted. So Hanumanji made proper discipline, made everyone sit. But then he realized that there was no place for him. All the seats were occupied. So Lord Ramchandraji saw this. And Lord Ram became, you know, very concerned. And he looked at Hanumanji and said, okay, come here and we will share the same plate. And Hanumanji said, how can I share the same plate with you, my dear Lord? But Lord Ram said, no, no, you are my dear servant and I want to share this plate with you. So Hanumanji said, it's not possible, you are master, I am servant. So Lord Ram said, okay, I will make a division in this plate. And with his lotus hands, with his lotus palms and his fingers, Lord Ram just made a line right in the middle of this banana leaf. So from that time, banana leaves have a division in the middle. And you will see the marking in the middle is just like as if someone has, you know, placed his hands, his fingers. He has crossed his fingers across that leaf like this. And therefore, Lord Ram, he was just willing to share opulences with his devotee. Willing to share whatever he had with his devotee, Hanumanji. On one side, Lord Ramchandraji took prasad. On the other side, there was this Hanumanji who was honoring. And so Lord Ramchandraji displayed that the jiva, if he just cooperates with the Lord, the soul cooperates with Lord, he shares all the opulences with him. There was one more devotee. There was one person who was very, very busy. And he had absolutely no time. So Narad Muni was trying to preach to this person. Said, you must chant the God's names. And he said, I'm too busy. 24 hours I'm busy. He said, it is impossible. You have to have some time when you can chant God's names. He said, it is impossible. You can check my appointment diary. It is filled. It is impossible. So then Narad Muni said, at least there is one time where you have some spare time and you cannot say that that time is not available. And this man said, what time is that? He said, when you are in the toilet, where you are in the bathroom, then that time is there. At that time you can chant Lord's name. And he said, my God, I never thought about it. But is it all right? He said, of course, you should chant. So then this man started chanting Ram's name when he was inside the bathroom taking his bath. Ram, 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 he was chanting. At that time, Hanumanji was taking a tour. And Hanumanji suddenly heard, Ram, 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 Ram. And Hanumanji thought, who is chanting my Lord's name? Let me come and see. And he came right to this house. He searched in the one room. He searched in another room. He searched in the third room. All rooms of the house he searched. But the man was nowhere to be found. But still the sound was coming, Ram, 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 Ram. Hanumanji thought, now there is only one place remaining, and that is the bathroom. And he came near and he said, yes, the sound is coming from here. And Hanumanji said, my God, why is this fellow chanting here in this impure place? My Lord's name is so pure, and he's chanting from here. I will just show him when he comes out. And this man took his bath and everything. And as soon as he came out, Hanumanji was standing and he took his fist and gave a slap to this man, tadak. And this man fell down and said, well, why did you do like this? He said, because the holy name is so pure and you are chanting it in such an impure place. This is not good. And so this man became very apologetic. He said, sorry, forgive me. So Hanumanji got up and then went back to the spiritual world, went back to Ayodhya and reported to Lord Ram. As he entered the palace, he saw that Lord Ram is sitting on his throne with his hands upon his chin like this. So Hanumanji said, my dear Lord, what happened? Why are you sitting like this? You have a toothache or something? And Lord Ram said, my dear Hanumanji, just now someone has hit my devotee upon his cheeks very badly and that scar has come upon my own face. And Lord Ram showed his face and there was this mark of this whole hand, whole palm on Lord Ram's face. And Hanumanji said, "My dear Lord, it was me who did this." And Lord Ram said, "Why did you beat him?" He said, "Because he was chanting your name in bathroom." So at that time Lord Ram said, "My names are so pure. In any situation, in any circumstance, if one chants the names, it has the power to purify. Therefore, there is no excuse that anyone can give that I will not chant or I cannot chant, because at all times, in all circumstances, in all places, this holy name of Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, this name can be chanted. And therefore, these holy names of Krishna, holy names of Ram, are all powerful. So from the life story and the pastimes of Hanumanji, we can learn so many inspiring lessons. And therefore, we request everyone present here to try this chanting of the holy names in your lives, at least for some time every day. You spend so much of time doing so many things. If you just invest 15 minutes of your day chanting this Maha Mantra, and you try this for 1 month, you have tried various things in life, just try this for a month. If nothing works, give it up. But you'll be surprised how powerful and effective the chanting of this Maha Mantra is. And you will experience great transformation within. You'll experience freedom from anxiety, freedom from fear, freedom from various kinds of emotions like anger, greed, lust, etc. And the children also will experience great joy and great bliss. And you will see your grades improve in your studies. And you will find a great transformation occurring in your lives.